Hey, we're the Black Lips.
And you're listening to Sitar.
Right here with Ian and Cole.
All right, that was Sleigh Bells from their album Treats, released last year. That was the song Riot Rhythm, an appropriate song for today, post-riot. What a drag. Am I right, Hugo?
Super, super drag. I don't even know what to say. I mean, there's just too much. There's too much. Too much, you know?
Hugo Noriega?
Hello.
Here in the station, helping me co-host today. Thanks so much for coming.
Of course, thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. I love being on Dunkin' Donuts because it's the coolest.
And you also co-hosted a couple weeks ago when I was out of town. So thanks again for that.
Yes, I did. Of course, I'm coming in.
You're coming up
all the time.
Gotta look behind me.
Yeah,
the kids are coming up from behind.
I'm taking Thursdays.
I'm losing my edge. Before Sleigh Bells, we heard Elevator to Hell, Rick White's band, after he left. Eric's Trip, that was from their album Parts 1 to 3, A Void, The Outside, very good tip for last night. And at the top, Shane Nelkin's band The Awkward Stage from the album Heaven is for Early Girls, Easy Girls. Heaven is for Easy Girls. Song was called The Morons Are Winning. I think that was really what was up last night.
I know, right?
The Morons Were Winning.
That's a good intro. Well thought out. Yes.
Last night in my drunken stupor.
Yeah.
But another great thing about last night, or a great thing as opposed to the awful things, was that the Black Lips were in town. So I had I was given the opportunity to do an interview with them during the game. I was watching the game at Pat's Pub, and I ran across the street to the rickshaw and did an interview, and then made it back, and things had all gone to hell by then.
Oh, did you leave?
Yeah.
So you left the rickshaw after the interview, and then went back to watch the game.
I watched the first period and a half.
Okay.
Then ran across the street, did the interview, came back for the third period when everybody was like depressed.
Yeah.
And then went to the Brick House to play pool and watch like news coverage, and then went to the show. Such a weird night.
Yeah, that's really strange. Yeah. Right?
But the show, the Black Lips put on an amazing show. It was very cathartic. It felt it felt good to be at a great rock show after all the, topless crowd surfers definitely wins out over meatheads burning cars.
Oh man, did you topless crowd surf?
I didn't, but there was a lady that did.
Ladies.
And go-go dancers and all, and like just ton, like beer cans flying everywhere, but in a like a really
joyous,
exuberant
kind
way.
Of topless. Crowd surfing right?
Yeah, no, it was an awesome show. The Black Lips brought it. So at 12:30, we're going to play an interview with the Black Lips, and then we're also going to give away an autographed CD. We had a couple that we gave away earlier this week, and then they threw in an extra one. So stay tuned for contest details at 12:30, or maybe later. Anyways, we'll give away the CD later on in the show. But I'm going to hand over the reins for the next little while to Hugo. You just got back from a big trip.
Yeah, so I went to Halifax, actually. I went for the National Campus Radio Association Conference, which was amazing.
Cool.
I learned so much, and it was incredible. And I was actually really lucky because I got the opportunity to stay with Erica, who's a station manager at CKDU, with her roommate, who's actually kind of really into the whole Halifax music scene, and he showed me a whole bunch of really rad bands. And,
awesome.
You know, so I thought I'd bring them along with me to the show. So first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a song by a band called Long, Long, Long. I actually played them on your show last time well. But like I said before, these guys are kind of done now, unfortunately. I think they broke up. Somebody's going to school. But the song's called Mandarin Collars with Women, and it's off the album Shorts, which was an older album, but still really great. And then just make sure you listen for the little Beach Boys vibe that they got.
All right.
Just notice it. Just notice it.
That's perfect for a sunny day like today.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. This is Long, Long, Long on Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you. thoughts. See how many things you've been getting inside your coat. You're living for free at least 3 nights a trip because of the shit you wrote. So well equipped and so alone.
Apollo Ghosts, my friend Wallace, and No Band are playing a show together at the planetarium under a laser light show and projected images of outer space. This is an all-ages event, and 100% of the proceeds will be going to help send inner-city kids to rock camp for girls in space camp. There will also be a far-out art exhibit and silent auction featuring work from the Open Heart Collective. It's all happening on the summer solstice, Tuesday, June 21st at 8 p.m. The show starts at 8:30. Tickets are only $15 and can be snagged from Zulu, Red Cat and Cinephile Video on Main Street. That's Apollo Ghosts, my friend Wallace and No Band, playing under a laser light show, and raising money for charity, June 21st.
And we are back here on the air. It is 12:25, and you are hanging out with Duncan and I. What you just finished listening to was a song called Secret Weapons by a band called Cousins that I actually had the privilege to see on my my very last night there.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it was great. So it was the Friday night, and Paul, who I was staying with, he told me, I've heard of Cousins before, they've come here. And he was just like, yeah, you should totally go see this show. I mean, I feel like there they have these bands that they're kind of like, they last for like one album. Like it's really weird. They're kind of disposable. Like they're just like two, three songs. Bang. That's it. And then it's over. These guys have been around for a while though, and they're playing at Sled, so I'm gonna go watch them.
Oh,
next
awesome!
Week.
Cool.
Yes.
When do you leave? Tuesday?
Yes, I think I'm gonna end up leaving Tuesday so I can catch the whole hoorah, then hopefully I'll last. I mean, I don't. It's so hard to tell.
Red
with
Bull.
Those festivals.
Red Bull.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. But
cool. What do we have on tap next?
So this next one is going to be by a band called Bird World. Just kind of, you know, a shoegazy kind of psych rock band. But I guess I'll...
Okay, right before I do that, I'm just going to do... Because we're going to do a huge Black Lips things later.
You're right.
Later, I'm going to do the sponsorship thing. So I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight... it's the 16th, so tonight, Hookers, Friday night, the Mountain Goats, Saturday night, the early show is Karen Ann, the late show is Glory Days, and on Tuesday is Unhorse. That's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. Thanks again, Biltmore, for the sponsorship, and let's hear
awesome,
some
Biltmore. So what I'm actually going to do, because we have very little time before the Black Lips interview that I'm so excited to hear, I'm just going to play a song by a band called Long Weekends, who I also had the privilege to see. It's called Quarter Sticks, and it's from the album Warmer Weather, and here we go.
We'll be right back.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good. Cool.
Fast. Real fast.
I like it.
We like to have fun.
Tell me about who that was.
All right. So that was Cold Warps, who was actually, that was the person that I was staying with.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that so rad? He was such a nice guy, too. He awesome. Gave me a whole bunch of tapes. He's like, here, go. Here's my band. You can listen to them. Like, cool, you cool, are cool. So humble. You are way cooler than you think you are, or maybe than you lead on.
Cool. So yeah. That was the song Hang Up On You?
Yeah.
And you can find their Bandcamp, coldwarps.bandcamp.com. Yeah. And right before that, we heard Long Weekends?
Yeah, it was Long Weekends, and that was Quarter Stick. So you can go to longweekends.bandcamp.com for that one.
Awesome, awesome. Upcoming show listings. Tonight, Babysitter is playing with Young Mums and Dad at the Zoo Shop. Myths is playing with MT40 and Platypus Toof at the Waldorf. Tomorrow night, Mountain Goats are at the Biltmore. Karen Ann is at the Biltmore on Saturday night. Next Monday, Ockerville River is playing with Titus Andronicus and Juliana Barwick at the Vogue. That's all ages. Next Tuesday, a big night. And You Will Know Us by the Trail of the Dead is at the Electric Owl, Apollo Ghosts, My Friend Wallace, and No Band. It's going to be so great. So great.
So
at the
awesome.
Planetarium, a benefit for Girls Rock Camp and Space Camp. Get there. Do it. Make it happen. Good cause. Also that night, The Intelligence from Seattle are at the Waldorf. The next night, Chibo Matto are playing at Fortune. That's so great. Also Times New Viking at the Media Club. Next Thursday, Big Frida is coming back to town. Do you know Big Frida?
I've never seen her, but
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I can go. My ass is too sore from the last time, but we'll see.
Yeah.
It may happen. That same night, Sondra Lerche is playing at the Biltmore. And Shearing Pinks and Stamina Mantis are at the Scratch Inner Urban Gallery. Four other shows I'm going to mention. The 27th, Hunks and His Punks, Sunny in the Sunsets, Clams and Sandwiches on their way back from Sled are all stopping by the Waldorf. That'll be crazy. Bare Wires, Indian Wars, Harsh Words, and the Radii are at the Biltmore on the 28th. Pat Jordash, Slam Dunk, and My Friend Wallace are at the Waldorf on the 29th. And Ono Yoko, Humans, and Teen Days are playing with DJ Babe Rainbow at the Cobalt on July 1st, Canada Day.
I am so excited.
There are so many great shows.
Like, that is amazing.
No excuse.
I cannot believe that.
Hit the streets.
Hit it.
After yesterday. It's okay. The streets are safe again.
Exactly.
All right. Well, so we're going to do this Black Lips interview. We're going to start with a track from their biggest album to date, Good, Bad, Not Evil. From a couple years ago. This is the song Veni Vidi Vici. And after that, you'll hear me speaking with Cole and Ian from The Black Lips. One last thing, if you would like to win an autographed Black Lips Arabia Mountain CD, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's an autographed CD by The Black Lips. Give us a call and it's yours. Here we go.
Jesus too.
So are you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Cool. So can you identify yourselves?
My name's Ian St. Pay. I play guitar.
Awesome. I'm Cole Alexander. I play guitar.
And which band are you guys in?
We are in the Black Lips. The Sensational Black Lips.
Yeah, the Sensational Black Lips.
And what an insane night for you guys to arrive in town.
Man. Now, are we doing this future present kind of thing?
So they're gonna air tomorrow at noon.
So I can't be like, we want you guys won the game. Like, what? How do I?
You can say whatever you want.
We want to have a riot tonight at our show.
There could be a riot either way.
Yeah, there's gonna be a riot either way. So we're gonna burn a cop car, hopefully.
Because that's true. If y'all lose, y'all gonna be mad.
It's gonna be a lot of pain.
And if you win, y'all gonna be real excited. And what better way than to experience it with us? We'll take you from the ups and downs, whichever way it happens.
And the Bruins just scored again. So now it's
what's the score?
2-0.
2-0. Oh no.
Yeah.
There's only two things in life, love and fear. And either both of them are happening right now to you guys.
And how do you guys feel about hockey? You guys just lost your team.
We just lost our team. It's sad. I was never huge into hockey, but I like how it's brutal and graceful at the same time. So
I didn't grow up with hockey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And the Winnipeg, so the team's moved to Winnipeg, and there's another DJ at CITR that's a huge Winnipeg Jets fan, big enough that he set up a website called Are the Jets Back in Winnipeg Yet? Would you be able to say, you're welcome, Ben Lai?
You're welcome, Ben Lai.
You gave him your hockey team back.
We gave you our hockey team back. We couldn't really do good things with our team. We couldn't manifest our destiny, so take it back.
Yeah.
Where it came from.
Did the Thrashers come from Winnipeg?
I don't think so, but I don't know hockey.
But y'all
that
getting
well.
Y'all's Jets back.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And you guys have already seen a burning car.
Yes, did you see the picture?
Yeah, I've been following your
Yeah, we're
Twitter.
Hoping we're going to see a couple more tonight.
So did...
Drop that Twitter account, man. How can these Canadians...
Oh, yeah, at Black Lips.
At the Black Lips.
At the Black Lips, thank you. Twitter, follow us. We're trying to get some more messages out to the public. We have more deranged tweets than the average tweeter.
You guys have been killing it. Trilingual... tweets.
Oh, yeah, we got the trilingual tweets today. That was cool. I'm hoping we can get some more foreign followers.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it annoying, though? Like, sometimes I'll just go on a roll, like, 20 tweets, like, in, like, 10 minutes. Is that annoying? It makes you want to unfollow us?
It can be, but, you know, they're quality tweets, so it doesn't really matter.
And what do I, like, take away from one tweet if I put, like, 10 right after it? Because I was worried people didn't even get to see the car burning because I did 10 others and they didn't even get to look at that.
Yeah. I think people just, you know, need to try and catch up to your speed.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys are, are you going to feed off the energy of the crowd tonight?
We always feed off the energy of the crowd. The crowd feeds off the energy of us. It's a symbiotic relationship that sometimes envelops the whole room in chaos. Pee and fear and panic.
I couldn't have said that better, man. I'm kind of tired right now, and Cole's just rolling with it.
All right.
That sounded real good.
Did border security give you any hassle?
Border security was the best border security we've had. And also at Bia Borders bookstores, they have the new Spin magazine, and we're on the cover.
Yeah, 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 you are.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah. That's awesome. You guys are getting crazy press right now.
So the border and the borders have been great.
There's also a national Canadian magazine called Exclaim. I don't know if you've heard of
it. Yeah, do we get to cover that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. Love it just a sec. So you guys can have that if you want.
Oh, shit. Exclamation point to this. The Cult of Personality. That was a song by the group. What was that
Living
group?
Color.
Living Color. Yeah.
Awesome. So congratulations. You guys are killing it.
Yeah, this is great. I got to look at these pictures.
I think we were getting pulled over in Switzerland for drugs.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This Sleepy's girl looks pretty hot here, dude. I could work with that. She's cute. Dance is going toward them, but we were like kind of busy, so we couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah. And Canadians have a pretty okay policy. Like, we're pretty open to nudity. Is that something that could be in the works for tonight?
Yeah, you have that European sensibility, that casual, cool, continental European vibe where the body is what you were born in this world with, and it's probably what you'll leave it in.
Yeah.
So that's cool. You guys also have a really good sense of humor in Canada. We always laugh at your jokes and find it really funny.
That's good. And you guys were originally supposed to play at the Commodore, which is... which is in like where all the hockey fans are right now. So you guys really lucked out getting moved over to the rickshaw.
I heard they moved it because there might have been, they were afraid that shit was going to go down.
It's that area is all going to be, it's full of 100,000 hockey fans right now.
Holy
so you're
shit.
All best
well, I'm
off.
I'm glad y'all moved it.
I thought it might have been cool though. The game might have been over and maybe people want to get drunk and they come in the show. And
it sold out though. So
I know.
Our show sold out?
Yeah, congrats. You can't get tickets. They couldn't even add people to the guest list for a contest. For
tonight it sold out?
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to kiss beautiful women tonight.
They really should have, I kind of was curious how it would be over there though, because it would be more of a riot.
Yeah.
Literally.
Exactly.
Well, we'll see. And the other thing about this venue is that it may be shut down tomorrow because there's a vote on the liquor license for this place tomorrow at City Hall. So it could be
the last night for alcohol.
Seriously, though.
Wait, you won't be able to drink?
The liquor license for this neighborhood, because this neighborhood is so kind of messed up, is that it's impossible to get a liquor license, so they may be shutting it down tomorrow.
It seems like it's easier to get heroin here than it is to get weed. Is that true?
It could be. Weed is really easy to get.
Okay, well. Yeah.
We took in England?
No, we took that when we were on the Bruce Cruise on the beautiful yacht that we were on.
I wanted to ask you about the Bruce Cruise, because coming from Vancouver where it rains most of the year and it's really cold, how was the Bruce Cruise? Just looks like the greatest thing of all time, and you guys filmed a video there too. How was the Bruce Cruise?
It was a lot of fun. I also don't know what to tell people about it. Like, I can just tell them we have fun, and then they get all jelly on me, so... you should check it out next year. They're going to do it again with King Kong and the Shrines, and it'll be a really good time.
Cool. Your friends, King Kong and the Shrines? Any chance of an Almighty Defenders reunion or anything like
that
coming
up? Well, tonight Barbecue's going to be in town, and he's going to do
a couple songs. He played last night.
And he's going to do a couple songs with us tonight.
Awesome, awesome.
Surprise.
So we might do an Almighty Defenders song, one or two. And we should do two endings. I'm so glad y'all won. It was an amazing game.
Yeah. And then the other one. I'm really sorry about this loss. You guys are going to get him next year. Fuck the Bruins. Can I say that?
Yeah. Yeah, in Canada we're okay with nudity and you can swear.
All right, well, fuck the Bruins.
Yeah, all right. Fuck shit piss.
So you guys have already talked about Spin Magazine and stuff. The new album, it seems to be doing really great. You guys are feeling really good about it?
Yeah, it's doing great. I think it's going to be our most successful album to date. And there's a lot of growth happening. We're having little growing pains, but that comes with the territory.
We're already 113 on the charts.
Yeah, the U.S. charts. Next week we're hoping to crack the top 100 and number one Heat Seeker.
I hope so.
Yeah, we're working it up.
I scream at the corner store. You can't do but just a dollar more. The bonds by two that to reach from the comforts of a sunny beach. One little thing you gotta know. If you really wanna go, you can go. If you wanna go, I wanna get it. Won't be there if you won't be ready. Won't be there for when it goes so far. Better go fast, 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 go, go. I'll pay my key. I cut the floor, I went out the window. I cut the hole in your head home. You'll get the stadium and not the dome. All the things that you want mostly. I'll say you have to listen closely. If you wanna go, I get it. Don't be there if you won't regret it. Won't be there forever, so long. Better run fast, not to slow home. Have a party with all your friends. Party babies, there'll be no end.
So you've talked about it a lot, but you worked with Mark Ronson and Lockett Punt. Why did you guys choose to go outside of the Black Lips to produce this album?
Ian, do you want to...
Just to switch it up, you know. We wanted to go a step up, but we decided to go three steps up with Mark Ronson because he's got three Grammys. And that's just what we did. And then Lockett's a friend of ours, so we said, why not?
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Why don't you want to go one or two steps when you can go three?
Exactly. And speaking of Lockett and the Atlanta scene, anything really great that people in Vancouver should know about in Atlanta right now?
We're never home. That's the one problem people always ask is how Atlanta is. And it's like, man, I love it. Like the 4 days I'm in town, you know?
There's a rapper named Pill that's pretty tight. There's a band called Turf War and a band called The Carnivores. Those are three artists to watch in Atlanta.
And any great labels that you'd recommend?
I mean, I'm thinking about it.
Dice Slaughterhouse Records.
Yeah. Which one?
Dice Slaughterhouse Records.
All right.
I hate to say that.
Okay, sorry. Cerebral Ballsy is on tour with you guys. Can you tell any...
Badass street punks from New York, skater punk, lot of attitude. You got to watch out because there's a lot of attitude on stage and it will be coming at you tonight and on the rest of this tour for that matter.
A little fun fact, Dr. Dre... turned us down. Mark Ronson said yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, there's a big write-up on Dre on that issue.
I know.
It would have been even bigger if he had worked with us.
I didn't know that he got squeezed out of California Love, that Suge Knight forced Tupac onto that track and then turned it into a Tupac track rather than a Dre track. It was originally a Dre track.
Really?
Yeah. I did not know that.
Which song?
California Love. Okay.
And if you will take time to notice, Cole is wearing a Tupac t-shirt on the cover of Exclaim. We are just tying this whole
connection.
A guy in prison today came out with it, saying he's the one that killed Tupac. You hear that?
I heard
this guy in prison. I don't know if it, how do you know though he really did it?
Is he the ex-cop or?
No, he's just like a thug. Yeah. He said that the game's manager paid him to do it, $2,500.
The game?
It's his manager.
Really?
Wow.
It's not very much money to kill somebody, too. That's
Slam Dunk's girl is cute.
And you heard about Shaq's imbroglio?
What happened with that? I like Shaq a lot.
He apparently he was caught on tape, a sex tape, and he was being blackmailed, and so he sent 7 gang members over to get the tape back.
That's awesome.
And they beat
get
up the guy. And they got the tape and they stole a whole bunch of jewelry.
Fuck
but
yeah.
Now he's being busted for it 3 years.
But you know
later.
It's better than that tape getting out.
True.
It's kind of like you get a DUI, you crash your car drunk, and then instead of waiting for the cops to come, you flee the scene. You get in trouble for leaving your car all fucked up, but you don't get the DUI.
Plausible deniability.
And, you know, we all believe in, you know, what happens on the road stays on the road, and he was just trying to help himself.
Exactly. He lives in Miami now.
He was married at the time.
In L.A., yeah. Right. And I talked to one of the other DJs at CITR put on your first show in Vancouver. You guys played at the Candy Bar, this place on Kingsway.
With Faux.
In 2003, Faux, I think.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Right around the corner. It's gone now, but it used to be right there.
What is the best title for a Vietnamese restaurant?
He said that you guys were super bummed that the 7-Eleven here didn't sell beer.
Oh,
you
yeah.
like pooled your quarters together to buy a beer.
I think they gave us some weed brownies and we were like really paranoid on stage. Everybody was going crazy. And I was like, I was scared.
Well, and last time you played Richards and now you're playing the Rickshaw. You guys are stepping up in the world.
Yeah, I mean, this is one step. We're going to take step 2 and 3 next time we come.
Great.
We'll see y'all on the flip side.
All right, well, anything you'd like to add for Vancouver listeners?
I'd like to say, man, come go check out our new album, Arabia Mountain. I think you'll like it. Can you do that? Can you tell people? Yeah. You should check out Arabia Mountain. I think you'll like it a lot. It's a cool record. It's our best one to date, in my opinion. We love Vancouver. You guys are wild. You're chaotic. You're dangerous.
Cheap sushi. Delicious.
So much cheap sushi.
Beautiful women. Sushi. And nothing but good times.
And why Arabia Mountain? Why is that the name of the album?
It's a place in Georgia that we visited sometimes.
No Arab Spring connection there, although that it's just a happy synergy.
I don't know why it's called Arabia Mountain, but Pet Sematary 2 was shot there.
Cool.
That is a real fact.
Good to know. Pet,
so you can bury your little dead kitties there and they'll come back to life.
All right.
We like animals. Black Lips, 2011.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate
it.
Over.
Okay, hold at the dolly.
That was the interview.
That was great. You did such
man.
A good job. I'm so proud
it.
Of you.
Thanks.
What awesome questions you asked. You're so charming, even to the Black Lips. You know that? To everybody.
Thank you, Hugo. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Thanks also to Tim for letting me go a bit over time. I kind of just mistimed it. It was a little hectic to like go to the show last night and then edit it this morning. But it got done, and so there we have it. Coming up, we have Tim with We All Fall Down. After that, Robin with Ink Studs, then Mary Ev with The French Connection, then Yukiko with Japanese Music Quest. So keep it locked in on CITR 101.9 FM all afternoon.
Please do.
If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca. You can also check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com, and I'll try and throw up the whole interview up there uncut. So, well, I didn't really cut it at all, as you can tell. Anyways, but it'll the whole thing without the music in between will be up there later on today. Gonna close out with an Almighty Defender song. I didn't see Mark Sultan up on stage last night. He is also known as Barbecue from King Kong and Barbecue, and the Almighty Defenders, as they said in the in the interview, is the band that King Kong and Barbecue had with the Black Lips. So it's sort of a gospel punk
that's great
garage kind of thing. So we're gonna hear the song Bow Down and Die from the self-titled Almighty Defenders song. Something I wish a few people could have done last night.
Yeah.
Anyways, in the past, tomorrow.
Today's a brand new day, you know?
Today is a brand new day, and tomorrow the Vancouver Canadians, our local baseball team, has their opening day.
So I hear.
Yeah.
You want to go grab a hot dog and a beer?
Yeah, I do.
Let's do it.
Let's go do that. Okay.
Cool.
We got to go. Enjoy the song.
Key Hole.